The latest from podnews.net. Chartable has announced a new product called Smart Links, a way to measure marketing and to link automatically to the right podcast app depending on device. It's free for everybody, and they've also raised $1.5 million in funding from a set of investors, including Initialized, who have explained why they invested in Chartable in a post that you'll find in our newsletter and in our show notes. And founder Dave Zorob also explains why they raised the money. The Podcast Host, a website containing over 600 articles about podcasting, has had a redesign to, quote, make it much easier for podcasters to navigate around the maze of information and find what they need to succeed right now. Dear Podcasting World is a piece of research about discovering insights, pain points, and problems of podcast listeners today. It's been written up on Medium, and it may offer useful feedback to podcasters and podcast app developers alike. Podcasting in France, there's a full report about podcasting in the country available from Linda Fall. We link to that en français from our newsletter today and our show notes. She also edits a bi-monthly newsletter about the French podcast market and a lot of resources on the industry. The Wall Street Journal has published an article, Why Spotify Sees Potential in Podcasts, including an interview with finance chief Barry McCarthy. There's also an article in The Motley Fool that we'll link you to. AdsWiz has launched Audio Go, a product that lets small buyers purchase audio advertising, quote, on premium audio services like Pandora and other premium publishers. The minimum for the product is just $250, which opens advertising in these services up to a wider set of potential clients. Apple are trialing a new session in one of their stores. Creating Your First Podcast is running from next week at the Apple Store in Chicago. The store is also host to some live podcast recordings, and they may roll this session out to other stores in future. And so far as we're aware, The Economist has, for the first time, covered a podcast as part of its culture section. They reviewed Mobituaries. In podcasts today, To Live and Die in LA has so far had 15 million downloads, and it will conclude later this month. The team behind the podcast have announced a new title from June called Culpable. The Talkhouse podcast has just celebrated their 250th edition, where musicians, actors, filmmakers and others speak one-on-one with their peers. The 250th edition was a special Mother's Day episode featuring 11 artists. The Cricket World Cup starts on the 30th of May and the Ashes start on the 1st of August. And if you care in the least, then the Unbelievable Ashes podcast returns for Series 2 next Monday. See what they did there, hosted by comedian Andy Zaltzman and Felicity Ward. And the latest episode of Unstructured seeks to answer the question, should podcast guests pay to be on podcasts? Christopher Lockhead and Super Joe Pardo have opposing views. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.